Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Our theme song, praise God, since we've been doing this. Hallelujah. Amen. God is trying to tell us something. It's a blessing out there to go get. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to go get it. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, we want to welcome y'all to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish Fellowship. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship featuring Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. From Long Beach, California, the West Coast is most definitely in the house. We most definitely represent, praise God, along with the Dirty South. Hallelujah. H-South Texas is representing. We know Louisiana representing, Georgia representing, Florida representing, New York representing, Vegas representing, hallelujah, Arkansas representing, me all over the map, praise God, hallelujah, and we thank y'all for tuning in with us. If you're out there on YouTube, call that number on your screen. Be a part of the service on tonight, amen, I guarantee you it will be a blessing in your life. Let's go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit flow freely on tonight. Lead us and guide us through your word. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you in advance for everything you are about to do, every revelation knowledge that you are about to drop. Hallelujah. Every answer that you are about to give, Lord, we thank you right now for it. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And we thank you once again, hallelujah, for everything you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Once again, welcome to the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. It keeps going and going and going. Praise God. Hallelujah. And guess what? Hallelujah. We're going to keep going on tonight. Praise God. I've already spoken with the man of God earlier today. Hallelujah. And I know that he has a dynamic word that he is prepared to bring to the people on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to go to the throne of grace right now with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. We've been reading this for the last few nights. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. Bless the Lord. And it reads, "And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received it, and ye shall have." Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to key in on verse 23. In the middle of verse 23, he says this. He says, hallelujah, amen, "but shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those that those things which he has said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says." Amen. Praise God. The key word there is, and not doubt in his heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. That heart, amen, loosely translates to the mind. Hallelujah. You cannot doubt these things in your mind. Hallelujah. But you shall, if you don't doubt it, it says, but believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass. You have to believe what you have said shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And then he says, if you believe those things, you shall have whatsoever ye ask for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord, Sister Jackie. Praise God. So what is the Lord saying to
Regina,
us?
Regina from Long Beach.
Amen. Praise God. So what is the Lord saying to us? Hallelujah. He's saying, amen, you have to believe the things that you have said. And if you believe the things that you will say, that you have said, you shall have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the power ain't just, the man of God talked about this last night. It ain't just in praying. It's believing with the things that you have asked for shall come to pass. Because once you believe those things that you have asked for shall come to pass, then you begin to praise God for those things that you have not seen yet, because you know it's going to happen. You got to know, hallelujah, that God is going to deliver you. You got to know that God is going to deliver you. You got to know that God is going to prosper you no matter what the situation looks like. You got to know, hallelujah, amen, that God is going to do those things that you said, because you said it according to his word. Hallelujah, praise God on tonight. So as we come before the throne of grace on tonight, you make sure you come with an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of expectancy. Come thanking God, hallelujah, for the things you ain't got yet. Thank him for that healing that you ain't got yet. Thank him for that prosperity that you ain't got yet. Hallelujah. Thank you for that deliverance that you ain't got yet. Why? Because it's on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to pray like it's on the way. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You got to believe that it's on the way on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we will hear the testimony of how God manifested himself in your life. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. The lines are open. If you have a testimony or prayer request, now will be the time. Praise God. will there be one? Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for everything. I want to thank God for you all. I want to thank God for Brother Ed Corey speaking out of his heart. God bless him and all the preachers, all my brothers and sisters in the Christ, my cousin Brian, my cousin Keenan and them and all them. I just thank God for being on the line tonight. I might not talk louder, but I'm trying to get there. But thank God for you all. Thank God for the mothers and the fathers. I want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day Sunday. If I don't, you know, but I might get a chance to have the Father's Day to the fathers, to all the fathers, and just go get your blessing. It's time. It's time for our blessing. It's almost time. It is so big, so blessing. It's time. It's time. Time. Your time. Go get it. 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 Go thank y'all.
Amen, okay. Brother. Amen. 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 Do we have another testimony? Amen, brother. Go ahead.
We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. We trust in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God that he woke me up this morning. I praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I thank him for what he's doing in my life and what he's doing for me. I thank and praise God for giving me another chance and another opportunity to get it right. I thank God for me holding on to faith. We got to be a believer of God's word. Thank you, Pastor Andre. Thank you, everybody on the line, for praying for me. So keep me praying, keep my spirit prayed up in the Lord, that I grow strong in the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on this evening? Praise God. God is good.
All right, thank God. Wake me up this morning. Stop me up on a brand-new day. It's me, Brother Brian from Atlanta, Georgia. And I thank my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my brother-in-law, my family, my cousin Bobby. Thank you, Uncle Odell, Muncie Senator, Uncle Jake, Washington, California. Uncle Odell, Washington, from Bama, Georgia. Mother Christine from Amy, Georgia. The rest of my cousins and family and friends. Just all around the world. I'd like to thank for them. I'd like to thank Lord for my nurse that come out and take home me at least twice a week. Hopefully I'll be getting this thing taken off of me with these holes attached to me. This wound vet, it'll come off in about a week or so. My wound healing up just fine. Well, you know, I've been with normal stuff again. I don't thank God for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Brother Brian and Brother Bobby and Mother Alberta on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for their testimonies that went upon the throne of grace. We got time for one more. Praise God. Do we have another testimony? Hallelujah on the goodness of the Lord on tonight.
Come on, Yolanda.
I like to thank God for waking me up this morning. Start me up on a brand new day. I like to thank God for watching over me, my family, and my friends. For taking care of, for putting his loving arms around all of us, leading us and guiding us in the right direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, for Sister Yolanda on tonight. Hallelujah. God has truly been good to each and every last one of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we will be, if you didn't get a chance to testify, trust me, we will open up testimony service again at the end of the word on today. And also, praise God, we want everybody out there listening to know, if you're on Facebook, YouTube, call in. Hallelujah. Call in to the number. Give your testimony. Give your prayer request. And also, if you have any questions for the man of God, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Don't be ashamed to ask those questions. Praise God. The Bible is very clear. Hallelujah. The Bible says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah, praise God. So what God has done is set up institutions such as this one. Hallelujah, amen. When you can openly ask, hallelujah, what did you mean when you said this about that? Hallelujah, because they ain't going to let you ask in church. Praise God, they're going to tell you, be quiet. Hallelujah, if you're a woman, they're going to tell you, wait till you get home and ask your husband. If you ain't got a husband, who you going to ask? Hallelujah, and if your husband ain't understand, that's a blind leading the blind. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, so amen. Feel free to ask questions at the end of the sermon, praise God, hallelujah. Now while the word is going forth, if you come up with a question while the word is going forth, write it down. Hallelujah, praise God. And the man of God, we will come back to that question and we will get that answer for you, praise God. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you like the drug dealer used to say, if we don't got the answer, we don't get it. It's on the way. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. We got the plug on the word. Praise God, hallelujah. Some of y'all understood what that meant. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace, hallelujah, and then we're going to break bread on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being present with us on the line on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being the glue that brings us all together every night. Hallelujah. We come together for no other reason than to hear your word. Hallelujah. Than to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. Than to hear the bread of life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just for allowing us to be here on today. Bless each and every one who has come up before your throne with their testimonies, Lord. Hallelujah. You know each and every one of our individual needs. And we know, we believe that you are in the process of meeting those needs, and we thank you for it on today. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the man of God on today. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah. Let his anointing go flow freely as he teaches your people on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to bestow on us. And we thank you, we love you, and Lord, we pray. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. For those of you that are just joining us, this is the Kinetic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. And we've been going strong with this revival. I've lost count of the days. We've named it the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you're just not joining us, if this is your first time tuning in, I guarantee you, you are about to be blessed with a word from the Lord on today. So don't change that channel. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't move from your seat. Praise God, because you are about to be blessed with a word from the Lord coming forth to bring forth the bread of life. Hallelujah. Amen. To rightfully divide the word of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Is the leader. Hallelujah. Of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. I am going to introduce the stuff, and I am going to present us none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Better yet, give him a shout for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Come on, give him praise tonight. Come on, give him glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Tonight.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. We do bless the Lord on tonight. Thank him for his goodness and his loving kindness toward us. Amen. How many know that this is another day that the Lord has kept us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The old folks, they used to say, man, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Amen. He has kept me from all
yes.
evil. Somebody give
yes.
God praise if he done kept you from all evil today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then the songwriter said, kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise for a mind that was able to stay on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My mind stayed
hallelujah.
On him. Hallelujah. Yeah, what an awesome, what a mighty God we serve, amen. What a mighty God we serve today, hallelujah. Amen. I just want us to take out some time and just thank Daddy, hallelujah. Thank him, hallelujah. Thank him for all of his goodness, all of his mercies, hallelujah. Amen. For his loving kindness, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Even when we don't think he's there, he's there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I know how awesome God is that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That. He just continually keeps doing great things. Hallelujah. If he's doing great things, he's like, come on and lift him up. Like, come on and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Tonight we're gonna go into some things tonight. I believe that the Lord is gonna really open up our eyes to some things tonight. Hallelujah. I really wanted to talk about some things that I believe that are very significant for us in this hour. How many know that there's a lot of things going on that that the government don't want us to know about as a people.
Amen.
But how many of the Bible says that whatever is done in the dark will come to the light? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And how many know it's time for some things to come to the light?
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk about two things tonight, beloved. And as the Lord blessed me to be able to reveal some things to us tonight, I really want you to, if you got any questions, I definitely want you to be able to ask your questions. Because I want everybody to get a full understanding about where we are and about what's going on.
Amen.
How many of you know that we're in Babylon right now?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Babylon has to do with idolatry. Babylon has to do with witchcraft and divination. Babylon has to do with the fact that they don't acknowledge God and that they do not worship the true and living God. There are some things I want us to look at tonight that I hope will open the eyes of our understanding tonight. Come with me to Revelation. Amen. Let's look at Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's look at Revelation 17 and Revelation 18. How many know that when God begins to speak to us out of revelation, things are getting very serious?
Amen.
Father God, I don't know about you, but I believe it's time for us to put on our hard hats. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mainly because we are in the end times.
Come on.
I want to look at some things tonight, beloved, that I really want to shake us. I really want God to shake us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shake us in the fact that he shake us to the point that we are awakened by what we are looking at. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me okay tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Am I coming through with clarity?
Amen.
Amen. Am I coming through with clarity tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, what I'm hoping tonight is that what the Lord is going to say to us will awaken us to the degree that we begin to realize what kind of warfare we're really in.
Yes, Lord.
Because a lot of us think that we're spiritually awake when we're really spiritually asleep.
Yep. Amen.
And we think that church is a safe place. But how many of you know that the place that we think is a safe place could really be one of the unsafest places to be right now? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 How many of you have heard of the King Alpha Plan? I know my fellowship had because I've talked to them about it and revealed some things to them about it. But how many online tonight can say that they have heard of it or know something about it?
Heard of the King Plan?
The King Alfred Plan. It's called King Alfred Plan Rex 84.
No, first time I ever hearing about it. I might have heard somebody, you know, when I was watching the TV show and stuff, but I didn't follow up into it.
Well, man, God, I'm going to let you know tonight that the King Alfred Plan is the plan that the government has to exterminate us as a black people.
Amen.
That's why they're constantly killing us. Because it's all in the plan that we don't know about. That's why we can't get no justice. That's why we can't get no... See, there's different laws for different people.
Amen.
Whew.
Yes.
God, that's a lot of truth tonight. Everybody is not getting the same treatment.
Come on.
And we can't use church to cover it up. We can't use nothing to cover it up. Right is just right and wrong is just wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
But my thing is, why ain't nobody saying nothing? Why are we just walking along like everything is okay, amen, and we're looking at that it's not okay, but everybody's saying that it's not okay. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
That is scripture in the Bible that says that if you call evil good, you will not leave your house. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If it's too long, we have called evil good. What are you saying, Apostle? Well, if we ain't saying nothing about it, then that must mean we are all right with it. Come on here, somebody. But then, bring to it the enemy not seeing the reason why we ain't made no progress. Are y'all ready for this here? See,
yeah.
The reason why
yeah.
we haven't shaken the enemy up yet is because we haven't united enough yet to bring fear in the face of our enemy. He's not afraid of us being angry. He's not afraid of us being fed up. But what he is afraid of is the fact that if we unite and come together, we pose a threat to this program. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
I want to talk to all my sisters and brothers tonight online. We done got too comfortable in Babylon. Why are you saying this, Apostle? Because we're not showing that we're uncomfortable in an uncomfortable place. Come on here, somebody. Instead of us transforming, we're conforming. And the Bible says, be ye not conformed, but be ye transformed. Don't conform, but transform. And transformation comes from me getting my mind right. Even though I'm in Babylon, I still can have a free mind if I keep my mind and get my mind to him. Come on here, somebody. I need to get my mind to Yahshua. And then I got to realize that Babylon and America is the same place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me use this example. I think this might help a couple people online tonight. when they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Babylon and changed their names and gave them Babylonian names. Now, how many of that sound like us? They took them out of their homeland. Then they gave them their Babylonian name and said, you can't pray to your God. But one thing they couldn't do is take the God out of them boys' heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. I may not be in the place of my homeland, but you're not going to take the God of my salvation out of me. Come on here, somebody. Because I still have a divine connection to him through prayer. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And how many of you know that they weren't able to feed them their food? Amen. They told the servant, say, you know, we don't eat that kind of food, what y'all are serving. So they said, you know, you feed us vegetables. They mean we don't eat the kind of meat that y'all eat. So they recognize, even though I'm in a strange place, I don't have to take part in their customs. Come on here, somebody. The king asked for the plan. It's a plan they had, and it was implemented by J. Edgar Hoover to monitor the militant blacks. Come on here, somebody. So they put it together that in the event that we decided to have a revolt against what they were doing against us, look how far they done playing this thing, y'all. They say, if they choose or when they choose to have a revolt, we already got the martial law implemented. See, verse 84 has to do with Ronald Reagan. Y'all. And so if we don't know, then we can't say nothing about something we don't know about. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Okay, now, somebody may say, well, he's just talking. Somebody right now, under the sound of my voice, look up King Alpha Plan Rex 84.
Amen.
And tell me what pop up when you Google it up.
Amen.
This ain't no game, y'all.
Amen.
They're not playing. That's why they want us to stay. That's why they want us to stay doped up. That's why they want to keep us high. That's why in the hood, you see a liquor store on every corner. So that's what they want you to get. They want you to get you some more liquor so you can get more drunker. And while we get more drunker, they plotting in the background and say, okay, you go ahead and then and do just what we want you to do. And by the time you sober up, they're going to be on you like a bunion. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They don't want us to get educated. Why? Ooh, Lord, don't make me say this. Hallelujah, glory to God. They don't want us to get educated because a smart nigga is a bad nigga. Oh, yeah. We don't want you to know what we're doing because then that would put you on the same page as us. Come on. How many know that God says he don't want us to be ignorant? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so, yes, amen, we're supposed to pray. Yes, we're supposed to stay in the presence of God. But when we come out the presence of God, God will say, now let me show you what you need to see so you can focus your prayers in the right place. That's why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. Come on here, somebody.
Lack of knowledge. Amen.
And how many of you know that knowledge is power as long as you got the right kind of knowledge? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So God is saying that's why he wants us to have this. He said, so you know what you're fighting and what's fighting against you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I read you something, beloved?
Amen.
From the King Alpha Plan. This is what they say about the King Alpha Plan. Are you ready? It says, the plan first appeared in John A. Williams' 1967 novel, The Man Who Cried I Am. It says, a fictional account of the life and death of Richard Wright. It says in the afterword to Larry Ditches, William compares the King Alpha Plan to intelligence programs devised by J. Edgar Hoover in the 1960s to monitor the movements of black militants. So this is how they were able to go in and infiltrate every kind of positive movement that we had that tried to help our people or unite our people. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So who's connected, Apostle, to the King Alpha Plan? Where it says the King Alpha Plan, code name Rex 34, it says, in the event of widespread and continuing and coordinated racial disturbance in the United States, King Alpha, at the discretion of the president, is to be put into action immediately. Now, let me say with you what that means. That means that when we do wake up and decide to revolt, they have the military already in place to replace the police department.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, here is the departments that are participating in the King Alpha Plan. Are y'all ready for this?
Amen.
Come on.
Now, those of you who can, write this down. I forgot where we at. I forgot about Revelation 17 and 18. There's some things I need to cover right now concerning this here for us. These are the agencies that are participating in the King Alpha Plan Rex 34. The first one is the National Security Council. Have anybody heard of that?
No.
No.
The National Security Council. The one that's in charge of the security that's connected to the government.
I've heard of it, Bishop.
Yeah. The National Security Council. So when anything go down and they call on security, guess where everything is coming from? Them.
Amen. Yep. And they got permission
to kill. Here's one you might have heard of. The Department of Justice.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Has anybody heard of them?
Amen.
Maybe that's the reason why we can't get no justice. Or maybe that's why they don't hear our cry when we cry out for justice.
Come on now.
And then it says the Central Intelligence Agency. The Central Intelligence Agency. Has anybody heard of them? Well, let me abbreviate who they are. They're called the CIA.
Yeah.
And then the next one is called the Department of Defense. So all of these agencies are tied into the CIA plan.
Something's going on. Oh.
What is that noise in the background? What is that noise going on? Thank you. That's better. Can everybody still hear me?
Amen.
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 This is why we got to stay in our prayer closet, y'all.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
If you've been feeling like there's a conspiracy, that's the Holy Ghost talking to you.
Amen.
We better wrap ourselves up in heaven's defense for us. Come on here, somebody. Because looking at this, we ain't got no defense down here. The only defense we got is God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
We better stop trusting in the arm of flesh instead of trusting in the arms of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reason why we can't get no help from the house is because the house has a plan to destroy us. The house ain't trying to help us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Come on, Bishop. Speak the truth.
We're trying to find security in a place that ain't got no security for us. But security is attached to the very plan that's out to destroy us. So I'm telling you, beloved, wrap yourself up, tie yourself up, get painted up, all in your shit, and say, Lord, for you I live and for you I die, blessed is your name. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You better do like Psalm 121 say and look to the hill for it's coming, your help. Because that's the only place that help is coming from us. It's from the hills. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yep. Yep.
Glory to God. Glory to God. It says the Department of Defense. Then, here's another one. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. Have y'all heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen, Bishop.
Well, let me bring you so you won't get caught up with the long name, because the long name might throw you off. When we talk about the Federal Bureau of Investigations, we say FBI. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And then there's another caller, the Department of Interior.
That's right.
All of these are tied into the King Alfred plan.
Amen.
Then it says participating state agencies. Then it says under the federal jurisdiction, the National Guard unit. Yes, the National Guard unit. Then it says the state police. Let me hold it. So you mean to tell me the one that said they said to protect themselves, they're not talking about us? No, they ain't talking about us.
No, ain't not. No, not.
That's why when you turn in the news and you see one of us getting killed, it's because they're on assignment, because it ties in with the king.
Hello.
And then it says participating local agencies. It says under the federal jurisdiction, the city police. So not only is the state police is involved. Under federal jurisdiction. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is so deep, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to show you the organizations that they're looking at. First of all, let me say this to everybody. Let me say this while I'm under the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Let me say this. Anything that is not Europe or white is considered to be a minority. I don't know if y'all heard me. Anything that is not under or anything that is not European or white is considered to be a minority.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Mhm. They have already done it. That's when we come out of
it and put us in the same category based upon our color. Come on here, somebody. But then we want to say, no, it ain't all about color. But the devil is a lie. How is it that it's not about color? When I come out the womb, you've already put me in a certain bracket based upon what color I am. Come on here, somebody. Which I didn't have nothing to do with. The Lord did that. Come on here, somebody. But you have already put me in category and put me in a category based upon the color of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This is how wicked this thing is, Billy.
Right.
Yeah. And guess what? They say we don't want you to recognize what's going on. So we're going to keep you in the dark while we plot and plan for your destruction. But how many know that the devil is a lie?
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah. Come on and give God praise. How many know that the devil is a lie?
Hallelujah.
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 Let me tell you something, beloved. I don't know what's going on with my phone, but my phone is acting crazy right now. That's why I keep saying, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can hear you, Victor. My phone been doing good all day, but now all of a sudden now it want to cut up.
Yeah. Word coming forward.
But how many know that the devil is still a liar? Yeah. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
and Yahshua is still the Messiah. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The devil is still a liar.
Yes.
And Yahshua is still the Messiah. And we're going to give him praise tonight and glory tonight because we're not going to let nothing stop the airwaves. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, here are the 12 organizations that are being watched and that they got on a 24-hour surveillance. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. These organizations, these minority organizations, they got them under 24-hour surveillance. So somebody is watching these organizations 24 hours. Okay.
4 hours they being watched. Yep.
That's all day long.
Yep.
Amen.
24 hours.
The first one they got, the black Muslim. Now, these are organizations and their leaders that they got under surveillance 24 hours a day.
Amen. Amen.
Yep, Lord.
It says the first one is the black Muslim. The second one is the Student Nonviolent Coordination Committee. Now, all these organizations are organized to help us as black people.
Yeah.
Then they got the Congress of Racial Equality.
Mm.
And number four, they have the Uhura movement. And at number five, they have the Group on Advanced Leadership. Now, I'm not familiar with all of these organizations, but these are organizations that they got down on watch because they pose a threat to their plan.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
How many know that the more knowledge you know, the more dangerous you become?
Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you for the knowledge, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
So it says the, at number six, it's called the Freedom Now Party. That's an organization to help black. Then it says the United Black Nationalist of America. Then number eight, it has the New Pan-African Movement. How many of you heard of that? The New Pan-African Movement.
I haven't heard of it.
And then it has the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Yeah.
And then it has the National Urban League.
Yeah.
And then it has the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
I just hate when they call us colored people. Can I keep it real with y'all now while we letting everything out of the bag?
Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
Color don't give us no color. See, color can be any color. See, color don't mean you talking to me because everything has a color. Now, take you identify me as a specific color, then you may be talking to me. But even as black people, black, a lot of things are black. There are different shades of black. Why we allow ourselves to be called African Americans, I don't know.
I'm a Catholic Jew.
Because how can you be African and American at the same time? Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Let me take the bass out of my throat a little bit. Can everybody hear me tonight? Listen.
Yeah.
When we call ourselves an African American, African is our motherland. But now the American part is what messes up. African part. Because actually, they cancel each other out.
Come on. Let me make sure everybody can hear me.
Listen. American means anti-black. So how can I be African and anti-black at the same time?
Right. You don't even have a place, huh?
Everybody hear me tonight?
Yes. Amen.
And so the first thing they want to say is we're not patriotic. When we're the most patriotic people there is. We need to ask ourselves why are we still being patriotic to a country that don't care nothing about us.
That's right.
There you go.
And why we don't get treated equally like everybody else.
Oh, God.
That's why they
don't
kill us quickly.
Our ancestors built a house for you that you can call White House. If it hadn't been for our ancestors building a house, you wouldn't have a house to call White House. If we gave you chose them after they got finished, because y'all didn't do nothing but watch them build a house, the appreciation you show them is we not going to give you no connection to the house.
Come on now.
Well, somebody might say, well, it's some blacks in the White House. Yeah, they there for decoration. They ain't got no voice.
No, they don't.
Oh, I'm probably going to lose a lot of people tonight. They ain't got no voice. What do decorations do? Decorations is there just to look pretty. They not there for any other reason. Just to look pretty. When you get rid of the decorations, what do you have? Nothing. Hallelujah. So they know if they don't allow us to be in there, if they get rid of the ones that's in there, they ain't going to have nothing. So they say, oh, well, you know, we got, you know, met a few of them in. But make sure that they are African-American. Oh, y'all not hearing me tonight. Because if they're African-Americans, that means that they deny their Africanness to be one of us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you know that if you get in the White House, in the White House, in the White House, that you cannot be your African self? And be in the house.
No, amen.
That's where the American come in at. The American is anti-black. So they say, you know, well, you know, you may be black on the outside, but we gonna make sure you white on the inside.
I know ain't nobody gonna like me after this.
Hallelujah. But we got to start realizing what's going on and wake up. And those folks, if they smell the coffee, smell something, smell the tea, smell something, and realize something ain't right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We come to tell us if our vote is going to change something. How many years have we been voting and it has gotten worse? When we going to realize that every vote made them? If I've been voting all these years and it done got worse, maybe I need to reevaluate what I'm doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it don't look like the house is getting any blacker. It looks like it's getting more whiter to me.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And so God is saying, wake up. Wake up. Some of us, he gets shaking like, wake up, daughter. Wake up, son. Hallelujah. What's the name of that that movie where he had been sleeping for so long and he had slept through a thing like a whole bad something. And when he woke up, everything was different because he had slept through everything. Anybody remember the name of that? It's a movie and a cartoon. He just slept through everything. He had slept so long, by the time he had woke up, everything was totally different. He's like, what happened? They said, you slept through everything. Is that Van Winkle?
Van Winkle.
Some of us is sleeping through all of this, and God is saying, wake up. Before you mess around and be to slept through everything. But see, that's why God is shaking us up, because God is saying, we're going to be the ones that going to make a difference.
Amen.
See, that's why God didn't allow us to get all the way caught up in church.
My God, y'all ain't going to sing them hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, Bishop. Yes, Lord.
Somebody probably think that the devil did. No, the enemy had nothing to do with it. God said, you belong to me. That's why I brought you out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because it was putting us to sleep. Come on here, somebody. The enemy was wooing us to sleep while he planting tares among the wheat. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
And we wonder how the tares got in there among the wheat. And the word says that an enemy has done this. But he done it while we were sleeping, while we wasn't praying. He was plotting. Come on here, somebody. How many of us, why it's so important to turn up our prayer life in this hour? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
I haven't heard no preacher preach about the King Alpha playing Rex 84. And this King Alpha plan is especially targeted for minorities. Holy Ghost, talk, Holy Ghost. Don't you know if you're of European descent, this plan don't even involve you? You ain't got nothing to worry about. If you are black, if you are a comedic Jew, then this plan involves you. I'm not sharing this with you to scare you. I'm sharing this with you to let you know what they got going on against us. But how many know, even though they might have a plan like this against us, how many know what the Bible still says, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper?
Amen.
I don't think
Did everybody hear me? I said, even though they might have a plan, how many know that the word of God says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper? Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a shout if you believe that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Always say it like this, beloved, that the enemy got a plan, but God got a master plan. Come on here, somebody. How many know that nothing can override God's master plan? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So as soon as something go down, guess what? They gonna put this plan into action. But how many know that our God is bigger than any plan that the enemy has? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Lord.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I want you to write right now, let's go right quickly to Revelation 17, beginning with verse 1. Is everybody there?
You say 17?
Amen.
Revelation.
And what did the Lord read? It says, and one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, come, and I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sat by many waters. Come on here, somebody. So it says, with her kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adultery.
Kings.
And verse 3, and it says, and then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness where I saw a woman standing on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns.
Wow.
There go that seven heads and ten horns again. There go that beast. And the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stone and pearl. Now I'm going to tell you, who is being shown in this particular chapter is a mirror. If we go back up to verse 1, it says that one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls. Now, seven means completion. It means perfection.
Yeah.
And it says, come and I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to show you something. Come with me, chapter 18. Is everybody there?
Yes, sir.
Revelation 18.
I'm here with you. You know, my Bible is on that side.
Yes, Revelation 18.
Revelation 18.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
But before we go to 18, like, quick, let me read you something from verse 5. It says, the name written on her forehead was a mystery. It says, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abomination of the earth. Come on here, somebody.
Why?
Because she has fallen prey to every god except for the true living God. Hallelujah. And the wine that is being talked about is the wine of homosexuality. And you're going to find that everybody going to be drunk over that wine except God's elect. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 That's why the enemy is trying to turn everybody he can out, glory to God. But God has his chosen people who he says, I'm not going to allow you to become drunk off of the devil's wine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now in Revelation 18 and 1. Revelation 18. Chapter 18, verse 1. It says, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling for demons. How many know when you reject the true living God, ain't nothing left but for the devil himself to come over and take over? America been saying she don't want God. Now God is saying, I don't want you. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that's a bad place to be with God that he don't want
you?
It says she has become a dwelling for demons. It says a haunt for every impure spirit.
That sounds like America to me.
That's why, like, but I can't understand those folks who say that we say we love God. We try to stay down here. I don't care if I stay down here. I want to be where the Lord is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Come, Lord, come.
Hallelujah.
I want to look at him.
Our spirit shouldn't be comfortable in a place where God is not welcome. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
And a hunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all nations have drunk the madness, the meddling wine of her adultery. Hallelujah. And for all the nations have drunk. That's a new world order, jolly God. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you can
hear me tonight, tell your neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't get drunk off the enemy's wine. Stay sober.
Drunk off the enemy's wine.
Stay sober.
Stay sober, neighbor. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Continue to stay in the presence of the Lord. Continue to obey God. Continue to love on him. And watch what God do for us. Come on and give God a praise, beloved.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 The Holy Ghost is saying Babylon has fallen. Why?
Yeah.
Because she's fallen into the hands of the devil. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because she has rejected God. How many know there ain't no help when you reject the true living God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
But look what the angel of the Lord says. It says she has become a dwelling place for demons.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know, beloved, but Los Angeles actually means the lost angel. Come on here, somebody.
So when
we say Los Angeles, we're actually saying lost angel, which is the falling of the angels that left their first estate. Come on, this body. That's bad.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's why it's so much warfare. That's why it's so demonic. That's why it's so much demonic warfare. That honorable quote, because we're battling the fallen angels. Come on here, somebody.
Say that. Yeah.
Amen.
And then it says, in verse 3, it says, the kings of the earth committed adultery with her. And the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxury. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that you can have riches? But if God ain't blessed the riches, you still ain't got nothing.
Amen.
That's how America gonna be. She's gonna have riches, but her riches is gonna be like she ain't got nothing. Why? Because God's blessing is not gonna be on it. Come on here, somebody. But God says, I'm keeping you because you have not partaken of her wine, or you have not allowed yourself to become drunk. And you have not committed adultery with her. Hallelujah. How many know that the real adultery God is talking about is spiritual adultery? Which is where is when a person turn away from loving God to learn to loving demons and loving the devil. Come on here, somebody, and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you still with me tonight? Hallelujah. We're thanking God tonight, beloved.
Amen.
Because we have not allowed Babylon to change us. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
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 I didn't let Babylon change me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I didn't let Babylon change me.
Tell them, I'm still the same. Glory to God. I'm still loving God. Hallelujah. My God is still in my heart. And I give him praise for protecting me. Hallelujah. In a strange land, I give him praise for protecting me.
Hallelujah.
Allow me to serve him, even in the city of Babylon. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, lift your hands and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Somebody shout with your voice of triumph. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with a lot of people right now, beloved, is that they drunk. They drunk on the devil's wine. They drunk. But God said we are blessed because we are, because he has kept us and we stayed sober. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his great name tonight. Glory to his great name tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to close with this neighbor, Brother Rex 84 PM, Brother King Alpha Plan. Tell your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The enemy, they have a plan.
They
have a plan.
But God has a master plan.
But God has a
master plan. And I am a part.
And I am a part.
Of the master plan.
The master plan.
Come on and give God a shout of Okoyanabasando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. And we thank the Lord on tonight. Come on, lift your hands and give God praise and worship tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. I
mean,
know that there is none like him, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we bless the Lord over tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
While the Spirit of God is still moving, amen. Come on in, elder.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight from the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad he brought up the Hebrew boy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You know, he prospered the Hebrew boys while they was in Babylon. Hallelujah. Praise God. While they was captive of Babylon, he prospered them. Hallelujah, praise God. I say it to say hallelujah. God will still prosper us in our situation. Hallelujah, praise God. We may be in Babylon,
yes,
but he can make us a leader in Babylon. Hallelujah, praise God. Mm-hmm. But we got to, like the man of God said, we got to stick like they did. They stuck to the word.
Hey,
remember when the king said, is it true that y'all don't bow to my statue when the appointed time comes? And they said, they told the king, this is a matter that we don't even have to consult with you about. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When the government comes trying to tell you what you can say about about the law, whose name you can use, you can say God, but you can't say Yahshua, and you can't say Jesus. Look, this is something that I don't have to consult with you about. Hallelujah, praise God. And the thing about it is, we need to understand that as long as, like the man of God said, as long as we in the Word, praise God, hallelujah, the enemy can't harm us. Hallelujah, they can throw us in the fire all they want to. Praise God, but they came out the fire, and the Bible say they didn't smell like they had been in no fire. Hallelujah, they didn't look like they had been in no fire. Hallelujah, praise God. And then when they came out the fire, the person that put them in the fire gave them a promotion. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The person that put them in the fire gave them a promotion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We just thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do we have any questions? Hallelujah. For the man of God on today concerning the word that was given on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we get to testimony. Hallelujah. Do we have any questions?
Yeah. I got a question, Bishop. So basically, God
has
to come out of Babylon. We got to come out of Babylon. I mean, we can't do the things of this world that Babylon's doing. We can't love this world and the things in it, because the things in this world is of Babylon. So God's saying we got to come up out of it. We can't do the things as well. We got to come under God and wrap ourselves under the Lord, wrap ourselves up in the Lord in these times right now. Because this is when the European is trying to take over and kill us all off anyway. So I'm at the point here for Christ I die. That's where I'm at that point right now in my life.
Amen.
So that's what it's coming to now. It's coming to this now. You know, you got to make a decision right now. We're going to have to make a decision quick, because there's a lot of things going on. If you can listen to the prophet and listen to apostles, but you better get in and search it and find out what's going on, because if you don't, you're going to be caught up in it, because it's a lot going on that y'all don't know about. You got to look and search it. What he tell us, he teach us. Don't just listen to me. Go and search it for yourself. It's all on YouTube. It's all out there. And their own people is telling on them. The Europeans is telling on each other. That's
Amen.
Why they got rid of Trump. He started telling what they're doing and what they up to. But God said he won't have us ignorant of the devil's devices. As long as we stay prayed up, stay in prayer clean, stay in the word, stay holy, because the Bible told, God told me, holiness of hell.
Amen.
That's what we have to say, Bishop. That's all I want to say.
Amen. Amen, daughter. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor.
Do we have another?
Yes, praise God.
You want to hear about Keanu playing a lot of? Can you be more specific about Keanu playing what you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, the Keanu plan is the extermination. That's why they got camps set up right now. If you notice, they done shut a lot of the Walmarts down because the Walmarts are going to be consecration camps. And they got camps set up in other places too as well. For those who resist the New World Order. Come on here, somebody. But let me tell you this, child of God. They watching us through our TV. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Yes, sir.
They watching us through the phone. Come on here, somebody.
They control the phones.
They watching us through the laptop that we got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They even watching you through your car. If you got a high technology car, amen, what they call it now, a hybrid, amen. They watching you now.
It's called a smart car. It's called a smart car, Bishop.
Well, they got the hybrid, too. They got the hybrid. They got the smart car. But all of them got the chip in it. And what the chip is doing is that it's watching you and listening to conversation. So while they listen, let's give them something that they can really hear. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on now. Amen.
We need to let them know everybody ain't serving the devil. Everybody not serving you.
That's
some
right.
of us, we really love God for real. And we're dedicated to the God that we serve and the God that we love. And the God we serve is able to deliver us out of your hands. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 That's what the Hebrew boys said, glory to God, when they said, we're going to throw you in this fire that's seven times hard. And how many of you know that they end up burning in the fire that they made for them? Come on here, somebody. I come to encourage somebody tonight, glory to God. The enemy may have a plan, but God got a master plan, glory to God. And God's master plan is greater than the enemy plan. So whoever got a fire made for you, you need to tell them they're going to fall in before you do. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm protected, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
We better be mindful who we putting our trust in, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Man.
God says everybody that trusts in me is going to be delivered. It's going to be saved. But you got to really be trusting in me, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord. Lord.
It ain't by accident they trying to kill all the animals. It ain't by accident they trying to chop all the trees down. They don't want nothing real to exist, y'all.
My Lord, my Lord.
Nothing to do with nature.
They want everything to be artificial.
Yeah.
Oh, you too. Hallelujah.
That's why you better say, Lord, help me to keep my real self, glory to God. Don't let nobody tell you that you need to go in and get plastic surgery. The devil is a lie, glory to God. The Bible says I'm simply and wonderfully made. Whatever I came here with, I'm going to leave here with, glory to God. You ain't been to cut over. You ain't been to inject me with nothing. Glory to God. I've already been injected with the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. That's all I need. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're over there trying to look like them, and they're over there trying to look like us. Amen. You got them trying to get big lifts and big lifts and everything else, glory to God. Why? Because it didn't come natural, so they want to be like us so bad, they getting shots, amen, to try to make themselves thick, hallelujah. And we're over there trying to get skinny like them. We're over there letting them cut off stuff, glory to God. And we coming up looking all tore up and wondering what's going on. Why? Because we weren't supposed to be cut on. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But if you don't know you beautiful, if you don't look in the mirror and recognize what God has given you, and you let somebody else get in your head, they're going to have you at the plastic surgery. Amen. Talking about, you know, I'm gonna spend like about $2,000. I know it's going to be worth it. And then you look more tore up than when you went in there. Yeah, you done went in there and let them cut something to what he's supposed to be cut on, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
Just the way I am.
Just the way I am.
Come on and give your God a praise if you believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks for that word. That was a good word. It's good all the time because
to my sisters out there, to my black sisters out there, you know, we don't want to go out and get the same in the hospital and stuff. I got something the same way. She my hair supposed to.
Yeah.
She wanna go to get all kinds of plastic surgery. Want to get plastic surgery on her bruise, her butt, all this stuff. You know, just look like something. I'm like, yeah, you are somebody. You ain't no plastic surgery,
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But
they don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
They don't
know. They don't know. They don't know. They
don't
know. They don't
know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They
And this is the thing they don't. This is the thing
right.
People don't understand. Women don't. Women, the women that's doing this don't understand. Don't know men
don't
want to feel no plastic. We don't want to feel nothing.
Right.
If you didn't
show
grow,
don't.
Show
don't.
Keep it
real.
Amen.
Yeah,
you got.
We want something
real.
Natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want nothing plastic. Amen. We want something natural. We want something soft. Glory to God, that we know this is real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Am I right, brother? Answer me, amen. Am I right? Glory to God. We start looking at you funny. What you do that for? Amen. What you do that for? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For real. I lost a couple extra pounds. We like, what? Them couple extra pounds is in the white.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
a red dog like a meat on his bone. A red dog don't want no just bone. He wants the meat on it. Come on here, somebody.
Oh my goodness. That dog wants
it.
Amen.
But just like the man, but just like the man of God said, they have implicated all these programs to brainwash us to tell us what we know and what we don't know. They got all these books. This is my thing. I'm a man. I cannot write a book to a woman. I cannot write a book to a man on 100 things a woman wants. I'm a man. How can I write a book about what a woman wants? But we got all these books on the shelf that tell women what men want. 100 things, 100 ways to please your man. And we looking at the book like we in the line at the grocery store looking at the magazine going 100 ways. 100. It ain't no 100 ways to please no man. They lied. They got y'all doing all this extra stuff that ain't necessary. And we I heard Cat Williams say this today. People talk about stretch marks. We know it came for one or two things. You was little and got big. Or you was big and got little. That's the only two things, and we don't care.
Hey,
man, we don't care. We don't know who told y'all we care. Praise God, amen. Amen, praise God. And I'm going to say this, too. I've noticed this. Women have stopped dressing up for men and start dressing up for each other.
Yeah. Come on,
wow. They're dressing up. They not worried about what we say. You more worried about what your friends think than what we say.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
That's the truth.
My dad could tell my mama what to wear. Yeah, my dad take my mama shopping and tell her what to wear.
Amen. Amen, because if you ask a man, we ain't getting dressed for each other. I can't listen to Paul pull out my outfit. Do my wife like my outfit? Okay, as long as she like it.
That's right. A lot of these women don't know how to dress because their mama's trying to dress like them.
Uh-oh.
That's the truth.
Yep.
That's the truth, prophet. That's the truth.
Keep it real.
You can't hardly see the mother from the daughter in there. Hallelujah. Both of them be dressed the same.
Yep. That's right. Both
and looking the same too. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And I see someone pulling down their skirt. You knew that skirt was high when you got it on this morning. So why you outside now? You want to pull it down?
Because
the Bible tells us to dress modest.
come out there and lots of time.
They used to come to church like that. They cleavage all mm-hmm. open. Skirts short.
Oh, they still do. They just promote conservative in the club and not in the ears in the church.
Yeah. One church, I used to go to the women's to sit in the front, and they didn't have panties on for the pastor to look.
Oh,
and I was in the ministry. That's how I
felt. Yeah, my dad was a preacher. He told me that used to happen. He said they'll sit in the front row and unfrost their legs. And I say, what? I'm like, man, you crazy. Don't nobody do that.
Elder. They right there, the true fact, brother. That's why sometimes we have to preach with our eyes closed. Because sometimes... Amen. If you don't close your eyes, you'll be looking, glory to God. You'll be distracted, glory to God. But thank God you got to close your eyes.
Yep. I was working in ministry at the City of Refuge, and Juanita Bonner came through there and told Bishop Noel Jones, don't let the women sit in the front of the pews no more because they're not wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't sit in the church no more. Because I was raised up old school in the church. The woman, if you got a dress on, your dress could
be... My question, why is she looking like that? I mean, amen. I know it's wrong, but why is she fighting to see if they got any panties on or not? Glory to God. She shouldn't... Well,
let me leave that alone, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I guess you
can... Damn.
Lord have mercy. Jesus. Amen. Do we have any more questions?
Act like
they're going to what? Oh, go ahead with your question.
I want to know why so many of our black men run to these white women, but they can talk about it. And most of them skinny.
Amen.
And, I mean, they got built on noses and built on, you can tell it's fake. Why mostly all of them running to them? What they got, we don't
know. They can run over.
No, what they're doing, we're not
That's
doing.
That's what it is.
They say it like that.
Amen.
Exactly. Let me tell y'all something. I was watching a show on HBO. It was a show about prostitution and about pimps. And this is what all the pimps were saying on this show I was watching. All the pimps were saying they do not like getting black hookers. They say black women are harder to control. They are the hardest woman to put out there on the block. They want too much. They ask too many questions. They say the white woman is the easiest woman for them to control.
Yeah, she'll do anything. Yeah.
This is what the pimp said. Now I feel like when it comes to subjects like this, I feel like a pimp would know more than I would. So for a pimp to say, "Hey, I can't control no black woman. I don't put no black woman on the block." They want their own share of the money. They want this. They want that. They don't want me getting no other girl. But white women, they don't mind me. They'll give me everything they want. They don't mind how many other women come along. And I'm like, wow, that must be what's going on with the black men that's going after the white women.
These black men is rich men. They got money. What they need with their woman going out on the corner? Michael Jordan got a white one. Big old Shaq got a baby doll.
But you know, that the first thing they do. But you know that the first thing that they do with the black men. Hear me now. The first thing they do is that in order for the black man to really feel like he has arrived. You know, the first thing he want to do is go get him a white woman. Because in his mind, because of his psyche, a suki, he like, okay, once I get this, that I done reached the top. No. Because when you don't know who you are, then you can't relate to what you need. Come on here, somebody. Now, I tell any brother here, at the end of the day, you're going to need you a beautiful black queen. At the end of the day,
come on now.
When you need to talk and conversate, when you need the love and affection that you can't get nowhere else, when you get your real black queen, she going to keep you straight. She going to keep you right, too. And believe it or not, amen, you're going to be more satisfied with that black queen than you are anywhere else.
Yes.
Because, you know, they say, well, you know, that the white woman do things that the black woman don't do. Well, I can't say that. I mean, it depends on how you romance her. Because if you talk to her right, she'll do some of the things that the white woman won't do. Let me leave that alone, Lord to God. But you got to be able to cause her mind to go there. Come on here, somebody. You can't treat her any kind of way and then expect for her to respond to you the way you want her to respond. Hallelujah.
Apostle, you know what? My mom and my grandmama and my great-grandmama raised some of these white women.
Wow.
My mom and my grandmama and my great-grandmama, they breastfed them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They cleaned their house up. And they have a baby behind. We don't need nothing false.
That's it. That's it, mother.
Bishop, have y'all seen the movie
Trick the Man? Attract the woman, you should do be dealt.
That's true. But see, a lot of brothers don't know what I...
I seen that movie Superfly.
Yeah, you see how Superfly had the white woman, but the white woman made the money for him. But when he got ready, they wanted to bust him. He went and got the black woman, and he said, "I'm getting out the game." And he made sure he got out the game with the
sure
white woman.
Did.
I mean, with the black woman, because he was just out the game with that white woman. She was just his money woman. She was just out there to make the money for him. But he kept his real woman, the sister, at home, the queen.
Come on.
But nowadays, guess what? They're out there shooting them balls, playing them basketball, football, making all that money, taking it on to the white mom. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need.
Yeah.
We need.
I know. Kobe Bryant's parents didn't want him to have that Mexican girl. See, they were mad. They disowned him. They stopped him. They didn't even go to his service, his burial. They didn't go to his funeral because they said he was a disgrace to them to bring a Mexican girl still and getting him a sister. They were upset about that.
Wow. Wow.
And that's what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us we're not supposed to mix. That's what Apostle.
Didn't we just read there with Solomon how the Lord commanded? That wasn't something that was negotiable. That caused him to lose his wisdom. Amen. That caused him to fall hard. Hallelujah. Why? Because God told him in the first place, I don't want you to intermarry with them. Why? Because they're going to turn your heart away from me. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to get the right kind of woman, because the wrong kind of woman can turn a man's heart away from God. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Look at Samson. Samson was strong, but he got with Delilah, and Delilah, amen, messed around and whipped it on him, and by the time she got through, glory to God, he was ready to put his head in her lap and told her something he wasn't supposed to tell her, the secret to his anointing.
Mama told
as soon as he did that, they came out the closet. Let me tell you something. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. You don't know what somebody has in the closet, glory to God. They could be sweet-talking you and wooing you, and then as soon as you say what you ain't supposed to say, they'll have the enemy to what? Come out the closet. Because they was ready to pounce on Samson, but all they was waiting was for Delilah to get a word. As soon as she felt like he had told her the truth, she said, come on and get him. And she waited till he was asleep and cut his strength off. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And then they poked his eyes out so he couldn't see nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And so what you saying, man of God?
I'm just going to be cutting off to these days. That's just how it was back then. It's just it worse.
Yeah. That's why we got to pray, man of God. That's why we got to give our heart to God. And see, God will give you what you need. God will give you because he knows what we need. Amen. And he knows what we want, too, glory to God. People tell me, well, God will give you what you need. He won't give you what you want. Well, you need to leave that God alone, then, because the God that we serve, he'll give you what you want and what you need. But you got to be in the right place with him to get that. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it's sad because now we're in a mixing more now than we ever have. And we're not seeing what it has done to us as a people. It has weakened us. Come on here, somebody.
What's the rapper's name? The girl, what's the rapper's name, Versby?
What's the rapper? You talking Snoop Dogg? I don't know what's the rapper.
It's the big old dog. What's his name?
Wow.
I can't think of who he's coming right now.
All the girls tell me they married to black men. Kim Kardashian and others.
Kanye West.
Kanye. Well, he went and got another. Kim Kardashian, he got him another one.
Oh.
Looks just like she looks almost just like him.
Who got
enough?
I'm a
light-skinned
nigga.
Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye and Kim Kardashian getting a divorce. They're going through a divorce right now.
Yeah, they're getting a divorce, but he got another woman that looks just like her.
Well, Kim ain't number. She wasn't number a gold digger anyway. He's stupid and fell for it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Let me tell you something.
If his mama was living, he wouldn't got him by the neck.
What I believe out of that is this, is that they wanted that man's melon.
That's right.
They wanted his melon.
That's what all of them have been doing, except for one of the sisters getting black men.
But don't her mama got a black man, too? Don't the mama got a black man,
yes.
too?
Yeah.
You know they say one of them kids is OJ daddy, Chloe. I mean, yeah, they say
Caitlin, the daddy greatness. It used to be made up a black man.
And you know don't be all over there in California. That's gonna be our next governor over there.
Well, all right, he's doing all he wants. I'm looking to God for my freedom out here because this world is too wicked. Too wicked. All these different gods. All these different gods here in the United States of America. Talking about Babylon, man. Here it is. We here. This is it.
Where
the
key is it?
Where
the key is it?
What is it? I was looking them up this week. They done got to be some big girls and boys. No,
but see, we should have learned a lesson from OJ, though.
Yeah.
OJ wasn't thinking about us until they set him up. We didn't hear from OJ. OJ went asking for no kind of prayers from none of us. Said the white folks got a whole church of glory to God. Why? Because he had too much money. Come on here, somebody.
Well, he taking care of him.
Amen, it was true.
And then they couldn't control OJ. And so they said, if we can't control you, then we going to make orange juice out of you for real. And then that's when he started hollering, pray for me.
Tell it.
Yep, Lord.
But see, that's what it took. And we should, and see, from that point, we should have realized, look, it ain't good. I'm talking about us brothers. We need to realize, look, man, we need to stay in our own lane. We need to stay with our queen because, you know, it's not safe for us to be with them. And according to the word of God, we're not even supposed to be mixing. Come on here, somebody.
Apostle, can I say
yes, brother?
What it is, see, the black men, they don't understand that, when they make so much money, they make all this money, they sick the white women on them. They tell them to get my money back one way or another. And that's what they start doing. And they have been in the lollygagging. I believe that we're not supposed to intermix.
Quiet down so we can hear mother.
And just say that we want love them. We supposed to love everybody. But I don't believe we supposed to cross the street, going to some no other nationality, because that's what they do.
But what happened when a black sister married a white man?
Curly, it don't say me. We don't love them. But I used to work for an old lady, and she told me. She said it was two black people, a black man and a black woman, they was married. They said they had all blonde hair and blue-eyed kids. And all of them was the Melson kids.
Wow.
They didn't claim them kids. I don't know about today, but when I was working for us, they was claiming them. But those wasn't his kids. The United States, the world should wake up. Babylon, them demons, and when the Muslim was out there, they weren't really hurting them. They was trying to teach the black man what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been going at it in a different way, but they was trying to tell them to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah,
stay with the family. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
So,
I don't know.
This thing got out of hand now. Get in trouble with the law. My sister say she was looking on Instagram and they was beating this black man. Told the white woman to stand on the corner, beating him.
Wow.
And they would touch her wife because she was white. They getting themselves in danger, messing with these white women. And I still love them. The Bible say we got to love anyway. But they do.
It's funny that you said that, Mother, because, listen, earlier today I was talking to a sister, and she said, since we the Jews, are we commanded not to like the white man? Are we commanded, you know, not to love him? Well, I told her like this, brother. I said the Bible says that the Lord hated Esau. But he loved Jacob. And so, if we going to be like God, then we ought to hate what God hates. Come on here, somebody. Now, the thing about it is that he hated the nature of Esau. Because we got to understand, we can't change the nature of a person. It's just like the nature of a snake. If you see a snake hurt, come on, oh, I feel sorry for the snake. Let me take the snake home and doctor on the snake and make the snake better. Okay? Now, when he get better, what you think that snake going to do when he get better?
Get him a little body.
So if he bites you, why would you think it's wrong for him to bite you if you know it's in his nature to bite you? Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. And you think taking care of a snake is going to change the nature of a snake? No. As soon as he get well, he going to wait for the opportunity to do what he going to do. And that's what we've been doing with our enemy. We would say, well, you know, the Bible said love our enemies. Well, yeah, but don't be a fool for your enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Right. Right.
Amen.
And then
we got to have some sense in here somewhere, and the Holy Ghost will give you sense if you let him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But we got to have more sense than the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is saying, wait a minute now. I know all things. Hallelujah. I've learned to be like E.F. Hutton. When he speak, I just listen, glory to God, and obey, glory to God. Why? Because don't nobody know more than him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But if God hated Esau, then he had a reason. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Sometimes, though, they like to keep their money and their businesses and all this stuff in their family, but we don't.
No, we don't, Mother.
We don't.
Amen. No, amen. That's so true.
So if we get busted, they ain't going to come up seeking us. But if they get dope, they gonna want more of us, more from us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stick together as being a people. Because I feel so embarrassed that this black young man got on national TV and said he didn't like black women. That was really embarrassing.
Wow. That's because he been brainwashed, Mother. That's because he's been brainwashed. See, that's because we don't know who we are. We in Babylon, but we don't know who we are. Thank you, Father. That's that African-American spirit. I don't know if y'all can hear me. That's that African-American spirit. And I watch out for African-Americans. Because a lot of them don't like blacks. Come on here, somebody. Because they think they better because they in the house, but they don't realize when you out the house or in the house, you still a slave. Come on. Oh, Lord God, let me leave that alone.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You might get a few more little privileges here and there, but you're not going to go over what they want you to. So at the end of the day, you still what they call the black outside. You still what they call the black outside. So even though they might not tell you, they going to show you. But if you get out of place, then they going to tell you who you are. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got to know who you are for yourself. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and give God a praise, everybody. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hey, man. Is there any more questions tonight? Praise God. Any more comments?
I have a question to ask.
Go ahead.
I have one to ask. Suppose a person was married to a white person and
sit down. I'm going to go. You're alone.
Now you say, brother, you can't skip.
Sister, our sister was married to a white guy and then got saved. Do you think God forgive her for that?
I mean, if you look at the fact that they have used Christianity to hide behind before, you know, when they had our ancestors, they had a whip in one hand and a Bible in the other, and they was whipping them in the name of Jesus. So, you know, I believe God can save anybody, but that's God's call. I'm not going to go beyond or over God's call. I mean, God can do whatever he want to do. If he's God.
Yeah. But, you know.
But I would really pray long and hard about it because, you know, once something is in the nature of a person, you ain't going to change that person.
Mm-hmm. And so,
let me ask you this, Mother. Why do you think there's so many denominations, demon nations? Why would they worship God under one roof?
Why do they have so many?
Yeah.
I think because a lot of them use denomination and stuff to hide them and do whatever they want to do to make their own self feel like they're doing God working. Some of them don't. That's the way I feel.
Yeah. But you know that the Roman Catholic Church run all the denominations. They run all of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever denomination someone is up under, they fall under the Roman Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
But the Roman Catholic Church is run by Rothschild. So Rothschild has control over the Roman Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And all of that is satanic.
Uh-huh. So
they talking about they worshiping God, we got to then ask, which God? What's the name of your God?
Uh-huh.
Because when they say God, see, now here's another trick of the enemy. Can everybody hear me? When somebody say God and they don't name the name of their God, that's a good indication that they come out to death.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what God you talking about until you tell us the name of the God you serve. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you say you love God, but you don't tell us the name of your God, then you can be talking about the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Satan is the God of this world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just be paying close attention to when people be talking about God and don't give their God a name, you know.
Mhm. Yes, Lord.
Man. But yeah, Father. But see, still though, Mother, it's still God tell us don't mix with them though.
Uh-huh.
And see, I'm going to look further into this thing so we can have, maybe tomorrow we can look at what do God really say about races, different races mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they go through hell when you are in a mixed relationship. Because I'm not going to say that I've never been. Yes, prophet.
My godson's wife, his dad is black. And the mom told me, I said, well, when you have the mixed baby, you have racial babies, what do you have to put down, white or black? She said, you got to put black. You can't put white. You have to put the baby as black. And my godson's mother, 81 years old, she told me that the other day. I asked her that question. I said, when you have racial babies, can you put down white if you want? She said, no, you have to put black. They said you have to put black.
Yeah, because they say if the baby have, like, any person have 2% or more black blood in them, they consider them to be black.
Yep, that's what she told me.
So if you got 2% of black blood in you, they won't let you put down white. That's how strong.
He had a baby. Your baby came out straight black. You know, you were mixed. I remember when Edward Morton Long was alive. When that boy can't talk, got that girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He had a baby.
Wow.
He had black hole hair and everything.
Hold on.
He was like kind of light skin, kind of brown skin, light skin. Kind
of. Hey, man, I think his brother Bobby, you said he got a question.
Oh, God.
I thought I heard somebody say I got a question.
I used to. Well. But she gone now. She was white.
Thanks.
White, just but she claimed to an overdose. I want to know this. Why is these men marrying men when they know they're turning into men?
Say it one more time. Why is men marrying men when what?
Yeah, and they turn it into men. These women turn it into men. And they don't
know. Why is the women turning into men? That's the devil. That's all them is, evil spirits confusing people, making people think. I know, like I was watching TV, it's one couple, the man turned into a woman, and the woman turned into a man, and they ended up getting married. I was confused. I'm like, what y'all have sex changes for? I don't understand. You know, that's the devil.
Excuse me, didn't he have a baby as well, the woman, as the man?
Yes. After the woman turned into a man, he got pregnant and had a baby.
And they put all that out there on the TV for people to watch. I mean, the devil is just awful, you know? He's sick. Satan is sick.
Right.
I said, me and my daughter's watching it. She said, Mom, come and look at this here. And I'm looking, this is your man having a baby. And then she said, oh, no, that's which I knew what it was, you know. But just to confuse people, you know, to show us or show the world that they're going to do what they want to do. They're going to outdo God, and they're going to, you know, laugh down on what God have created. It's just sickening. It's really a sick world we're living in. Evil spirits have taken over a lot of people.
Yeah. On the way up.
You better get in the Lord.
It's the spirit of confusion.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at yourself in the mirror, your eyes tell you what you are. You look at yourself and you say, I'm a man, I'm a woman. So how can your brain tell you your mind that your eyes are lying to you? Like you see what your anatomy is, but you instead of telling yourself, I know I got this between my legs, but I feel like it ain't supposed to be there. How you gonna tell God he made a mistake. Like, God, I think he made a mistake. I'm supposed to be a girl.
What kind of crap is that? Like, you can't tell God you messed up.
No, he ain't messed up. You messed up. And then some people like, you know, Gaga, Lady Gaga got this song out now. Well, it ain't out now. It came out some years ago. But it say, I was born this way. I was born this way. You was not born that way. You was programmed that way. You was born a different way. But you've been programmed. Like I was telling somebody, matter of fact, I was talking to a pastor. When I was growing up on TV, being like what they call gay slurs and homophobic slurs now, that was the regular when I was growing up. They was always downgrading gay people, downgrading, calling lesbians dykes, thugs, bulldaggers. That was like that was the norm. But now, if you come out and you say faggot, dyke, bulldagger, you could go to jail. But but watch this. It's crazy. You can go to jail, but the white man can still call you a nigga. And he can't. Well, I mean, what is that? That's crazy. That's the crazy part. That's all demons. The spirit of confusion. Because you confused if you have a penis and you think you a woman. You confused if you black and think you a woman. Like I saw a black girl on Dr. Phil. She was black. I'm talking about she black. Blacker than she wasn't bright skinned. Yeah. Nothing. She black. And she hollering by, she don't feel like she black. That black people are dirty and nasty and they hood rat. And I'm not black. Girl, you black. You can't see what that mirror is telling you that you black. You ain't got no vitiligo, no Michael Jackson disease, none of that. You black, girl. But her mind, for some reason, is telling her that she can't be black because black people are nasty. That's how she was programmed. Black people are nasty.
That's
they are hood rat. Exactly. And now that she's brainwashed, she don't want to be black. It's not that she don't think she black. She just don't want to be black.
She don't want to be black.
But what about these parents running around here and they little bitty babies?
You
come up to them and tell them what they want to be. They can say, "Well, the boy can say, I'm a little girl," and this parent actually let that child grow up. And I guess I assume that she had the surgery or he had the surgery. But let that child told them what he thought she was. You know, God is going to really, he's going to get some people for that. You know, it don't make sense. How can my baby tell me what they think they are and I'm going to go along with that? That doesn't make sense.
When they're
You ain't lying. And the thing is, they teach it in school. I think it's called inclusion or something. But you're not supposed to judge nobody on whether or not they're a man or like every TV show now got gay couples on. And I had to check myself. I'm gonna give y'all a little confession. I had to check myself because for the longest, if I'm watching a TV show and two men start kissing, I would be repulsed. Oh, my God. I can't believe these two men kissing. Uh-oh, I can't watch this. I got to turn my head. But I had to check myself because I wasn't having that. Yeah, but I had to check myself because I wasn't having that same kind of reaction when two women was on the TV kissing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had to check myself. This is wrong, too. Hey, man, just because, hey, man, two women kissing is wrong, too. When I was in the world, I had this thing that I understood. I could understand why a woman like a woman, because look at a woman. Look how fine a woman is. I can understand that. I can't understand why a man like a man. I can't understand it at all. But now that I'm saved, ain't none of it right. Praise God. A man with a man, a woman with a woman, ain't none of it right.
That's right.
Called,
No, it's not.
It's so-called pose. I thought that one night when two men were kissing each other, you know, the man wanted to, he was a married man, and the dude, he was trying to tell them that they knew each other from from childhood. And so the married man was like, you know, well, come on, take a walk with me. You know, let's go out to the park. You know, and they started talking and everything, you know, and they said, you know, the married man, he wanted to kiss the man. You know, and they you know, kissing, you know, and they were like, you know, I like you, I like you, type stuff, like keeping them down low. You know, despite having a wife and everything, you know, it was a show called Pose. Some of them drag queens or something, you know, I was just watching it. You know.
Wow.
My mother goes.
That's a strong spirit right there.
But you know, that demon, you know, when we watch those shows, y'all, you know, when you watch those shows, you're giving them ratings. That's why I don't watch them. Because you give them ratings when you watch the shows and they have all that homosexual
stuff. Yes, y'all, of course. Y'all being a female, who wants to smell fish?
One of the ladies showed me that this doll come out of Russia that they made. A little girl doll, long golden lock. When you pull up the dress, it's a little penis there.
Oh,
so that spirit is a strong spirit. We got to pray, keep praying for that because our children are coming up. And they teaching them that it's okay. And it's not. I don't care what nobody says.
It's not okay.
Because the spirit, and it's nasty. don't care how good you look. You don't look that good to me.
No, it don't. Nice to meet you.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
no, 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 no.
No, no.
Make Adam for Adam.
I know that was me, too.
He made
it. You know, you're good before you need him. I think it's just, first. Stop the message.
That man, right?
And see, these are all the things they got in place. They got all this stuff in place to make it easier for the devil to do what he's doing. Like, look at the commercials they got right now. They got commercials for AIDS medication saying, and if you listen to the commercials, they saying, you can keep being you. You know, you can keep being living your lifestyle. And they're saying you can take this medicine, and then they'll show a girl and a guy, but then they'll slowly show a guy walking up to another guy and a girl walking up to another girl, and then they holding hands, and they like, oh, they telling the gay people, y'all can keep being gay, and y'all don't got to worry about getting AIDS because we got this new medicine that prevents you from catching HIV. I'm like, this is crazy.
You know that's the devil. That's the way you said it.
But see,
and we're on live. Come on, somebody, how are you? And so
you breaking up a problem?
The demon is on the prowl, looking to see who he can prowl. He's gonna keep him alive. Hallelujah. Fast.
Right, that on my tombstone. If I got to
Set this thing off on fire. Just set it all off on fire.
God is not pleased. And we come at COVID and all this kind of stuff going on. And then they coming another virus and broke out over there in the Middle East somewhere over there, or overseas over there. You know, the Lord is not pleased with this. When we doing the right thing by staying in prayer, praying for families, praying for this world, really, and praying for those that you know, to come on in, and then to come from under that demon. Man, I tell you, it's crazy.
You know what? I noticed. Some people.
Okay.
Brian, wait a minute, Brian. Let me say this. You know that stuff they're doing now, where it got to be two women and one man, or one man and two women. I'm sorry. The devil is alive from hell. I'm a whole pack of chips all by myself. If I had to have somebody to help me do my job, I'm sorry. I ain't never heard that before in my life. I'll tell you one thing. I ain't
going. Oh, you talking about a threesome? You talking about a threesome?
Yeah. Sarah kind of started something like that, didn't she?
Hey, go to well.
Because she told Abraham, you can sleep with my handmaid.
Yeah.
She started that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she kind of started something like that. So that ain't nothing new. You know? It ain't nothing new.
And then
because
you
want
a gullible of a man of God, or what? Because he talked to God, and God told him Sarah going to have a baby. But he went back and his wife said, I don't think I'm going to have a baby. You should sleep with my handmaid. And you got to think, they both old. And the handmaiden was like a teenager.
Brother, he probably made it in that bedroom before she could even get it out of mouth.
That's a good idea you came up with, baby. You know what? You be thinking. You be thinking on your feet, girl.
So we see
oh, Lord, Negro.
Old Testament.
Hey.
It's crazy, though. You know? Crazy.
Yeah. And then that's just like, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, we just got to trust God.
Then I was on Facebook, and that girl sitting there, dog, gonna tell me she's like shaking her rump, you know, they're doing something. They're shaking, I'm shaking her rump. You know what I mean? You know. So I come in there, and the girl, she was like, I ain't single. I got a man, so I'm like, you ain't tell me. Your man gonna sit there and let you walk around doing some stuff like that right there. You know, you do all these things. It's like it's some kind of porn or something. You know what I mean? You know, so obviously, I guess the young man must feel like he like it too. If he's like, as long as you're making money off of it, you know, he cool with that too. I'm like, man, he crazy. I'm like, yeah, my woman, you know, it woman going out. Like,
ain't no boundaries in this generation. This generation is, to me, it's crazy. I'm 43. So when I talk to people in their 20s and I hear the stuff they doing, I'll be like, really? I couldn't do that when I was like, my wife wouldn't let me do that when I was 20. Like, I wouldn't even back then, my ex-wife or my current wife, I wouldn't have the nerve to muster up the guts to walk in and say, yo, baby, how about we invite another woman in on our, I wouldn't have the guts to do that. They do it. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Hallelujah. But now, in this generation, it's like sex is not, like, and I would, like, when I'm 43, so to me, sex is like a sacred thing. It's sacred. But to them, sex ain't sacred. Sex is like like having a conversation.
Wow.
I'm like, how can you get naked with somebody and it's like that's not, but you can't tell me none of your secrets. You, I done been naked in front of you, but you can't tell me. I don't know nothing. I don't even know your last name. That's how crazy it is right now. And they turning one night stands into 1 week stands. Like what's going on? This is weird to me. I don't understand. What's going on? Like, people tell you, hey, you just want to have sex? Let me know if you just want to have sex. And I was like, when I was dating, I was like, excuse me? Hey, if this is going to be a hit and run thing, let me know. I'm like, if you would still let me hit? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I ain't got to work to get nothing. This is crazy. Everything is free. It's free. You get to sample it. It's like going to sales. You get to sample. It's scary. It's scary because if you slept with me on the first date, did you sleep with him and him and him and him and him on the first date? That's crazy.
All right now. That's the first thing I
would do. Who's the baby daddy? That was coming out of the room when I was going to break. I don't know who's going on the baby daddy. Well, that one over here on Mars, looking confused, don't know who the baby daddy is.
That DNA test. That's another work of the enemy,
thank
too.
Thank God for Dana.
Hey, she said thank God for Dana. For real, that.
Look,
I had to stop watching that.
Let me tell you this here. One of my friend's sister pulled a trick on a man like that. She told this man it was his baby. That man took that girl all the way to college. The man wind up sick. The mama told the girl, go bring this to your pa, who you think is your pa, and he could tell you who's your real dad. And that man read that letter, find out his best friend made that baby, and he could tell that child all the way.
Oh, my
so
God.
That was low down. So that's why I say thank God for Dan.
How would these men have
they edges with another woman? I just don't understand
it. They say it's good when you're sneaking it and stealing it.
No.
That's what they say, but it's not.
I don't know.
We're going to leave that alone.
She says she's going to leave that one alone. Praise God. I didn't even hear what the question was.
That's a daredevil. Well, it's been some kind of conversation, but it's happening. It's real.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real.
Hey, man, this is stuff they don't talk about in church. They kind of paint us over it real quick.
That was just what I wanted to say. We don't never have salvation in this. Amen.
You breaking up real bad, pal.
And you know what is so bad? A little bit. Neighborhood where I live at. Our children was in school together. One of their best friend daddy had all three of his daughters. And say he had to break them in before anybody else. If people send the police, then the mama lied. So that shows you where it sends work.
That's been going on for decades. I talk to people in my family, and they tell me crazy stuff, and I be like, wow. Is this real?
That's crazy.
They're trying to take you out of the
That's it.
You want a big night, you want to go out and eat? That's a shame.
You know, be blessed, and you really don't know, be blessed.
That's how they pick you. They'll tell you, we're going out to eat. Come with us. Mm-hmm. Not me, I ain't the one.
Yeah, they'll flip something in your drink. They'll pull a Bill Cosby on you.
No will.
I know you're saying Bill Cosby, but more than Bill Cosby done did that now. He just was the one that caught because he had money. So many other people that did the same thing that they charged Bill Cosby with.
Epstein up
wow.
out here.
Huh?
You know, that old guy got, they found dead in jail, which they killed, I would say. Epstein and then a bunch more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's on you, man. Don't think it's just the black people. The white people do it, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, they're not heard about it.